here with the hat-trick hero of the day, Lee McMonagall. Letterkenny Rovers 4-3. Lee, you got three goals there. What a brilliant game that was.
Such a game. Like, as I say, credit to Keju. Like, two teams make great games. And, you know, like, they put it up this. And they went down to 10 men, I think, as Mulsey said at the end. We kind of thought, right, we'll kick on. Just got a burst of energy, put us in the back foot. But thankfully, as I said, the boys around me are just different gravy. Like, absolutely different. I'm just lucky enough that I'm in the right place at the right time to tap it in. I suppose I get the credit most of the time, but no, it's the boys around me, the shift they put in.
Yeah, the likes of their Eddie Delap came on, was a substitution as well, but he had a massive impact there, and he set you up a couple of times.
He did. Eddie doesn't be running for me, so he lets me be the mature kind of way. He does all the donkey work, but he loves it, so it's not too bad. But his end product too, I think he crossed the ball for me there for the header. And then, different, unbelievable.
Yeah, just there in the game, you're like against 10 men, 2-1 up. Probably thought maybe he's had it, and then probably shocked a bit. Two quick goals from KG then.
We might have took the foot off the gas, or when they were down to 10, we kind of relaxed maybe. Not that we have a tendency to do that, but I don't know what it is, but you have to give them credit too. You know, they went down to 10 men, they could have completely just thrown the toys out of the pram and just thought, no, we'll just go on. They kept at it. And they raised it a level, we kind of stayed at the level we were at. And when they got their goal, in fairness to Anthony and Stephen out there, like, we went to three at the back. We've done it against Bunagee. We went 1-0 down. And we came back and we've done it today again. So credit to them too for seeing that in the sideline. And I think that's what ultimately changed it and ended up was the change of formation.
Yeah, and it's been a bit of a recurring theme this year for Letterkenny Rovers. Just a never say die sort of attitude. You just came back late. But
we make it hard work. But that's just like the drive in the team, you know. It's like, as you say, you never beat. You know, the times when you may think you are, but we're not like that. We're just absolutely, when you know the players around you, for me personally anyway, when I know who I have around me, I know I'm always going to get another chance. There's always going to be another chance. So no matter if you're 2 goals down or 1 goal down, for me personally, I know it's like, right, and then I suppose it's up to me then to put them away.
Yeah, and just a great end to a good year for the club as well.
Ah, class. Hey, it's when you see like this today, like the kids around, like everything, the people just a buzz in everyone's faces. Like whenever I score the goals, just when you see the eruption of fans around, like that's what makes it. Like whatever about me scoring or whatever about us winning trophies, it's not only about us on the pitch, it's about every single person that comes week in, week out to come and support us. Like it's for them as well.